So it is not long then until Christmas Day is here, and the biggest moment of the day will be having the big Christmas roast dinner. And here to talk to me, I have Judy James, who is a human behaviour expert. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
And we also have Emma Reynolds, who is the Director of External Communications at Vodafone. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Now, you have done a bit of research about Brits, their turkey and their social media when it comes to Christmas dinner time. Tell me what these results are.
We have indeed. We've found that 100 million photos of our Christmas dinner we shared through social media and other messaging services this Christmas, which is a quite extraordinary number. We've also been looking at the time that people send their first Christmas message, and apparently it's 8:24 is the most popular time, which I saw and was a bit surprised about. I thought that looked pretty late. My children have been up for hours and hours by then, but I figure it's after they've opened the stockings and there's a bit of a lull, everyone gets to their phones and sends those Christmas messages.
And this year, you're predicting it's going to be a record for the amount of social media.
That's right. I think the trend on social media is to share more and more and be online more. So I think we can only expect that trend to continue. And that 100 million number is pretty huge.
So what do you think the general perception is then? Because there will be some families where, I know in my house, sometimes it gets called phone jail. If you have your phone out at the dinner table, it gets put into phone jail and you don't get it back until the final person has finished the final food that's on the table. What do you think people's sort of idea is when it comes to Christmas time and being on your mobile phones?
I think, and I have been a bit grumpy about some of this stuff in the past, where they've been used for a tool to be intrusive and not inclusive. But what I love about this survey, and I think it's something that we do need to think about in terms of etiquette at Christmas, phone etiquette, is the fact that we're using them to share as well. Now, I think that's a really good idea, because for me, one of the great values and something that we shouldn't discourage is the way that we can now include people that maybe we couldn't have included on our Christmas day, people that are living abroad maybe, people that couldn't make it to the lunch, people that live in by themselves. And there's so many really good ways of speaking to them that are shared rather than exclusive. Say, for instance, you could get somebody on a video call and then share that with the whole group that you've got there. And I love that, because otherwise, years ago, it would just be down to possibly an inconvenient phone call. And you never got to see the person. And as a body language expert, I love the closeness that it brings when you can actually see that relative looking happy and maybe watch the kids opening a present that you bought for them and see people, you know, enjoying their Christmas as well as much as you're enjoying yours. So I think that's given it a really good new dimension, as well as sitting and photographing our own turkeys, or in my case, a nut roast, which is quite funny, really, I think. There will be things like, for instance, if you're doing that video call, don't forget to tell the person you're talking to that there's a group of people with you that are listening, and you don't say the wrong thing. If you are photographing the turkey, make sure you take quite a quick photograph, which you can do with the smartphones now, rather than letting the dinner get cold.
I liked the fact that you had a look at what are the most popular times for checking our smartphones for messages and notifications. One of the most popular was 3 p.m. when the Queen's speech is on.
Now, etiquette needs to come into that one, and I say from personal experience, because I spend Christmas at a neighbour's, and if you even so much as breathe during the Queen's speech, you'll get evicted from the house. So I think you need, it's the word empathy, really, isn't it? You know, if your family or a member of your family sees that, as a lot of people do, is the sort of big time of Christmas Day, then I think it's good just to sit there and join in with them. But if people disperse a bit around that time, then I think that's probably not such a bad thing to do.
Well, both of you, thank you so much for talking to us, Judy James and Emma Reynolds. If people would like to go and find out a little bit more about the research that you've been doing, is there anywhere where they can go?
Yes, I'd encourage them to go onto our Twitter account at Vodafone UK.
Fantastic. Both of you, thank you very much, and a very happy Christmas.
Thank you, Andrew.